Good evening. I'm Lisa Desjardins. John Yang is away. President Biden is facing more calls for him to jump out of the 2024 race following a disappointing debate performance last week. Today, moderate Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig publicly declared that Biden should step aside as the party's nominee, citing the debate and his words since, saying she does not believe he can win against Donald Trump. PBS News has spoken with major Democratic donors and members of Congress today who are privately signaling the same call. This despite Biden sitting down yesterday for a television interview to address those concerns. The president told ABC's George Stephanopoulos he thinks he can win and does not plan on dropping out. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's senior political editor and correspondent, and Kadia Goba, a political reporter for Semaphore, and my good colleagues who know politics so well. I want to first talk about who I've talked to today, two members of Congress and a major donor today who praised Biden to me but said, sadly, time for Plan B. This even after Biden went to such lengths to try and explain what happened at the debate.
Kenya was having a bad night when I realized that even when I was answering a question, even though they turned his mic off, he was still shouting. And I let it distract me. I'm not blaming him on that. But I realized that I just wasn't in control.
Kadia, I know it drives voters crazy when we use these anonymous sources, but this is a very delicate moment. The White House is trying to reassure Democrats, but what's your reporting on how much the momentum may be moving the other way?
Yeah, Lisa, it is delicate. I think the problem that Biden is facing is that members of Congress who were considering or contemplating whether or not they would ask him to step down from running weren't convinced after that last interview. When I spoke to some of my sources, they said they weren't surprised that Angie Craig came out, and they expect the floodgates to open once members of Congress return next week. So I think we'll hear more members come out and say the same thing.
I think it does depend on what they do hear from their constituents. But to be honest with you, it's been a week of this, right? And Joe Biden is in control of his own destiny. If he wants to run, he's going to run. Now, he did say, we heard that clip where he said, you know, if the Lord Almighty came down and told me, Joe, you shouldn't run, then I won't run. But the others who are a bit more in control of this process also, it appears, are the Democratic leaders in Congress that Joe Biden trusts. People like Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, Hakeem Jeffries, Minority Leader Jim Clyburn, who really all but helped Joe Biden win the South Carolina primary and propelled him to the 2020 nomination. But all of them so far are supportive of Joe Biden. If they're not going to push to have him out, then he's not going to get out of this race. And at a certain point, it'll feel like overkill, and the Democratic Party is going to have to figure out how they're going to kind of coalesce back together to be able to beat Donald Trump.
Well, my report, and you guys may be hearing also, is we know that Democrats have called a call together tomorrow night, House Democrats, for some of their ranking members, their leadership. And whatever we're hearing publicly, it is different privately. One thing I want to get to is a key question. It's not just about Biden's ability right now, but what will his ability be like 2 years, 3 years from now? And here's how Stephanopoulos brought that up.
Do you have the mental and physical capacity to do it for another 4 years?
I believe so. I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I did. I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test. Everything I do. You know, not only am I campaigning, but I'm running the world.
But he's not agreeing to submit to some kind of specific cognitive test. Domenico, you wrote that a key factor here about Biden, it can go either way, depending if you support or not him, is that he's stubborn.
Now, clearly. I mean, look, Joe Biden has had obstacles throughout his life, right? And he's had lots of naysayers. People tell him that he's not supposed to run. People telling him that, you know, he's not the best candidate, to defer to others. And this happened in 2015 when former President Obama basically got him to step aside to allow Hillary Clinton to run. And they look at that, the Biden folks, and say, look, you were wrong then, you're wrong now, because they feel the Biden name can still win. It's a difficult thing. This is a conversation, frankly, though, that the Democratic Party should have probably had 2 years ago as opposed to 4 months until Election Day.
I hear that so much. We've been talking about lawmakers, but Kadia, you've got some reporting about donors. And I also hear donors not just hesitant, but moving away. How significant is the donor message to the Biden campaign right now?
I would say it's pretty imperiled. Donors look at this a little more black and white than lawmakers, right? They're not thinking about constituents. They're thinking, this is an investment that I made to a candidate who I thought would be the best Democratic candidate and who would probably win against Donald Trump. That is not happening with polling, with the botched report or the botched debate and you know, just recently this interview. What I thought was more stunning on the phone call is people...
This is a phone call. You were on a phone call with Biden donors and the Biden campaign.
And I thought what I thought was stunning was, well, more advocates for political strategists, was people, donors ready to move on at this point. It wasn't a matter of humming and hawing. It was just, hey, he is not going to win. How do we convince the Biden campaign that we need someone else at the top of the ticket? And to me, that was incredible, this close to an election, to hear that from big donors.
There were strong words on that call. I talked to one of the donors that was on that call that said they actually were sort of offended because the advocates were saying, we don't really think you have a just cause here. And also other Democrats say the White House just isn't listening. But Domenico, can the White House turn this around now? It's really gone quite far.
Well, there's clearly a huge antipathy for Donald Trump in this country. I mean, let's remember, you know, there's probably more than half the country that does not want Donald Trump to be president. We've seen repeatedly Donald Trump's unfavorable ratings above 50%. He didn't get above 47% in either of the last two elections. And if you were a betting person, you'd say he's not going to get above 47% this time either. There are third parties. It's probably even going to be lower than 47%. So certainly there is the appetite to not have Trump as president, and we're spending all this time talking about Biden, but clearly there are things that Donald Trump
But that's
Trump
what's
has,
driving this, too. There's a fear from Democrats that they
absolutely,
can't beat Trump.
Absolutely, because they
Biden.
Want to win, right? But when we talk about in the media and, like, some of the stuff that came out of that debate, when you look just on paper at what Donald Trump has said and done, it really spells out the difference between the Democratic and Republican parties for why we're seeing this kind of cry out for Joe Biden potentially to step aside, because we're not talking about Joe Biden's conduct or character. We're talking about his age, as opposed to Donald Trump, where people have real serious problems with some of his conduct
his
and character.
His capability, at least. In our last few seconds, Khadija, is this week make or break? As you said, Congress comes back on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know if anything will change Joe Biden's mind, but I do think a flurry of Democrats will come out asking to step down, even if it's for the benefit of their own constituents and something they need to prove in those swing districts that, you know, Trump won.
Surprised Joe Biden didn't do more to promote Kamala Harris, by the way, in that interview.
It's a topic I think we're going to get back to at some point. So Domenico Montanaro and Khadija Goba, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.